Time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, last week you were talking about people snatching bodies, etc. And you said you were going to be keeping to crime this week. So what's all this about?
Oh, indeed. Yeah, this time, just to vary a little from body snatching, this is an Essex burglar.
Right.
It's a man called John Turner, but he went by several other names. He was also known as John Hardy and John Newman, just to give two. Born in Finchingfield, he married a local girl and had four children, that we know. He started his career as a burglar in quite a small way by breaking into premises and stealing wood. But he gradually began to graduate to bigger crime. And one of the crimes he was known for was breaking into farmhouses. Because in those days, farmers paid their workers in cash. He would have known that it was likely at certain times of the week there would be large amounts of cash. And so he broke into farmhouses, we know, at Rumwell, certainly in the Chelmsford area generally, at Wickford. He broke into farmhouses in Leyndon as well. So, you know, he was travelling around quite a bit, graduating to more and more crime. Eventually, he was prosecuted for striking a police officer and was promptly sent to Halstead Prison, came out and didn't come out a changed man. He carried on with his life of crime, went on the run for 2 years. Nobody knew where he was, but it's a reasonable assumption he was committing crime. Now, whether he'd forgotten that he'd already got a wife and four children, we don't know.
I was going to ask about them.
Well, yeah, a bit difficult to forget. But we know that in the time he was on the run, he married two more times. He married a woman in Bristol and one in Woolwich in London.
He got around.
He did get around. He didn't just stay in Essex.
Yeah.
And each time he married them and started a family with these women.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, he was caught for his crimes, pleaded guilty, didn't have much choice otherwise, and was hanged at Springfield Prison, Chelmsford Prison, on the 21st of December 1827, and that was his life of crime at an end.
Do we know how old he was when he died?
He was probably then very difficult before compulsory, even though compulsory registration had come in by then. A lot of people, a lot of births weren't properly registered, but we believe he was somewhere in his 30s.
Oh, good heavens, so he's still quite a young man.
He was a young man, absolutely.
Right, fair enough. Thank you very much. And where are you off to next week?
Right, next week I'm off to Toot Hill near Ongar for the tale of a lightning strike of a windmill.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.